put them all in one picture, basically.
And before we let you guys go, Kent, you know, today is one of the last days to be able to qualify for the Schwinn.
Yeah.
Win the Schwinn.
Yeah, thanks for reminding about that one. So, yeah, come on in, buy an immune product from Terry Natural and get a sale with it, plus the chance to win the Schwinn.
Mm-hmm. And, well played. And bergamot. That's what I got to look for. Bergamot. Okay.
Bergamot. Okay. Come on in. Like Stephen said, come in for the smell of it, James.
Will do. And God, I love that line. That's a great one. Stephen, Katrina, I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk with you before the holidays and everything. So wish you and yours a fantastic set of holidays and joy. And we will talk to you guys sooner than later.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And take care. Again, a big thank you to our friends Katrina and Stephen Hittner over at Family Natural Foods. Stop by over there anytime, 910 West Grand, and West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or you can give them a call at 423-3120. Follow them on Instagram and social media, Facebook, everywhere. They're all over. Follow them. It's a good follow. We're going to come back with our friends from Encourage right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320 WFHR.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Wimpley. I got my start in broadcasting at WFHR Radio in 1977. And when I transitioned to television in Madison, they had me change my name to Jay Wilson. But I always remembered where I came from. I always appreciated Jack Gennaro, Arnie Strope, and Terry Stake for giving me an opportunity. And I guess you'd have to say it turned out pretty well. Congratulations to WFHR Radio on its 80th anniversary.
During COVID-19, kindness goes a long way toward making our world a better place. Now, you can show you care right in your own community. Join WIS Health Careers to give back to those who need you the most. You'll end every day knowing you're making a difference. Fast-track your career in healthcare. Part-time, full-time, second or third shifts, or weekends. Get started today at dhs.wi.gov/newcareer.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When my family found out I was on drugs, they were devastated.
It was killing them, you know, it was killing them. It
tears your family up more than it does you.
You want to stop, you know, in your heart you need to stop.
My mom was just a nervous wreck. I could just see her getting older way too fast.
My oldest brother banned me from the house. You're a drug addict, I don't want you around my kids.
I just couldn't help it. I couldn't get a grip on it. I couldn't even stay clean to get my son back.
It doesn't matter if it's Monday at 10 in the morning or if it's Sunday at 2 in the morning. You got to go get drugs or money, one or the other.
You pray to God, please help me quit this, stop this.
My dad was frantic, and he looked at me and he said, we're not going to gamble with your life.
I wanted to have my family back, and that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine in store for today. We'll have high temperatures into the mid-40s. And for tonight, mostly clear, some patchy fog possible late with calm winds, a low of 23. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sunshine developing with highs in the low to mid-40s. And looking at your Friday, more in the way of cloud cover there. Cooler as well, we're back in the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thank you so much, Michael. 35 in Stevens Point, 36 in Marshfield and Wausau, 37 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. Presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this December 9th, 2020. Your host, James J. Maloff here, and we have a great group of people joining us right now. Our friends from Encourage are with us. Joining us on the phone, we have Christopher Gesch and Don Newman joining us on the phone lines. Good morning, you two.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And in studio, we have Kim Shields and Betsy Wood with us. And a good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks good for having morning. Us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
Appreciate all of you guys being in, especially my voice could really use a break. So I'm just going to let all of you talk. But no, I really do appreciate our, not only whenever we get a chance to talk with our friends from Encourage, but what we get to do today, which is, I think, a kind of fun, kind of doing a bit of a year in review. Isn't that what we're going to kind of do today, Chris?
Absolutely. What a long, strange trip it's been, but there has certainly been no lack of activity or things happening, and even in a state of confusion and uncertainty. You know, the world still continues to move, and the work at Encourage has been busy, to say the least.
Yeah, well, and you guys have had your work cut out for you. It's with a year like this, and really, even in a normal year, there's work to be done, and then you add on a pandemic, and that just really increases the fold. But it hasn't slowed you guys down. You guys have continued to do such good work for this community, for Wood County in general. I'm not sure where you want to start with things or anything, so I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But Betsy, if I could put you on the spot, I thought that we could start with you and just kind of kick things off here a little bit.
Yes, I'd be happy to. I have been with Encourage since 2015, and this last year have become managing director. Encourage really has been around for 26 years. It's just a wonderful organization for this community, and I really want to stress that it isn't just about us as a staff or as a board. It is about each community member, and each community member makes Encourage what it is. And it's so important that we really recognize that it's every single community member's contribution that makes this community great. And so we just wanted to look at what has happened over this past year because of the contributions of each community member, whether it's monetary or their time or their ideas. There's so many aspects to what makes this a great place. And so we just wanted to talk through what has happened this year. And it has been a challenging year for not only us as a community, but the world in general. So we've learned to work differently. We're all working remotely, but we are still here, and we're still doing the work that is important for this place.
All of that, very well said, Betsy. I think one of the things that stood out so much about what you said there is lots of communities, especially rural communities, have different nonprofits and different organizations putting back into the community. And there's a lot of great people out there and a lot of great organizations. But the difference with this area and the Wood County in general is the people. You know, it's for some of these, we're talking about the same nonprofit that's in, you know, downtown Chicago or anywhere else. But the people that are running it are so different. And they're invested in their community emotionally and financially. It goes both ways. And to see that any year is a blessing and really cool and beautiful to see. But to see it this year, to see the influx, I can't speak for anybody else, but I have been wonderfully surprised by that, by just the response of this area. I shouldn't be, because you know, I've seen this for over 20 years living here, the way this community responds in times of crisis and things like that. But it still continues to be just a wonderful, like awakening of just kind of like, wow, everybody's kind of got each other's back here. It's really cool to see. I imagine that, like, for Kim, in your position, you see this much differently, much more than I do even. And even from where I am, I'm seeing it. But you see it quite a bit, I'm sure, too.
I do. I do think you have a really good pulse on the community, though, James, and the work that you do and the connections that you make. So please, you know, don't think I know any more than you, because I certainly don't. I just you know, work with the nuts and bolts of it, and helping to get resources out or helping to facilitate somebody's interest in supporting organization or a cause. So I'm just dotting the I.
I appreciate you bringing that up, though, because I think that that's such important work, and it's work that we don't get a chance to talk about very often, the behind the scenes stuff. That you know, we see the when the you know, company gets the big check or something like that that we're donating, or if we're donating items of food or clothing or something, and we see the published picture of that and those sorts of things, but not the work that it takes to get to that point. So there's a lot of work that goes into all those things. I'm not sure if we really want to touch on that too much or anything, but I do think that that's an interesting part of this, to me, certainly.
Definitely, and I'd like to go from there,
if
that's
do.
So good.
Yeah.
Thank you for leading me into that. So we have different types of funds at Encourage that support specific organizations or specific interest areas or different causes. So when you're talking, you know, the need for food. So we know that there is an increased need in our area. We're seeing that Focus is an incredible organization. It is a new joint collaborative organization since, I believe it was February, and we had them on to help share information about the organization and collaborating, combining multiple food assistance types related groups. And so they've been wonderful bringing in Feeding America to help provide the mobile food pantries. And so we have definitely seen an increased need from that aspect. And whether it's helping to get the word out, which is very important, or helping donors that are interested in supporting basic needs such as getting food to people, we have that unique ability to help connect that donor to those resources. So we have donor advised funds through Encourage. And, you know, we have had donors support SWEPs, support Focus, support the Neighborhood Table to be able to bring these resources. There are funds set up at the different schools that help students that have emergency needs, their Family Helpings Families program. And some of our donors are able to reach out and support that through their funds at Encourage. We, you know, you talk about things that kind of come up and how everybody rallies. We just recently saw the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center that had their opening. They had moved, started a capital campaign last October, and we had a lot of donors step up and help support that. And then there was an anonymous donor that put up a $30,000 match. And we had several donors step up as well to support that. And we were able to provide grant recommendations of over $3,000, which was, you know, more than 10% of their match. So there's a lot of unique situations like that where we're able to help fill that niche gap or make that connection.
I should admit that the 30 grand I gave was a tax write-off. I'm just trying to light the boat a little bit. No way. Not a thousand years could I save up that much. I work in radio. I appreciate so much bringing up Focus. I think that's a wonderful example. It's certainly something I think we all have different, we all care about all these causes so much, but different ones you hit us a little bit more in the heart than others. And that's one that, since I was a little kid, hunger has always been a very big thing to me. And the work that they're doing there is so important and so good. But I also think it's a great example of this area and something that I've seen a lot since doing Morning Magazine, where we're seeing more people working together. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody, whether it's the Neighborhood Table or the Backpack Program or anything, they're all basically going for the same goal. How can we make sure that we have less hungry people in our community?
Right.
So instead of everybody kind of doing their own thing, working together. And, and we're seeing more and more of that, I think, going forward here, especially. I think that that's just as important as almost anything else we could talk about, is that connection of people working together and saying, well, we're going to make call and reach out to these people and work with them and make our community even stronger because we're stronger together. I'm seeing a lot of that.
Yes, and collaboration is something that we are always looking for. We're very, very supportive, and we're very excited when we see collaboration happening. So that's, you know, a great example. You know, United Way has just completed their campaign recently, and they're still continuing to raise funds. And we have donors that specifically support United Way through donor advised funds or through designated funds.
I'm going to ask this question for Dawn and you, Betsy, because it's kind of, I feel like with what you guys both do, it kind of applies to both of you in different ways. But has that made it, like, I don't want to say your work easier, but has it made it much more accessible, more flexible for Encourage to be able to help more people with that, not those barriers kind of being brought down a little bit more, where you're able to reach out to the United Way or something like that? And I'm not trying to speak on years past, but I know growing up, I didn't always see those sorts of things. Now that's a much more common thing. Has that given you more flexibility with what you guys try to do at Encourage, Betsy?
Yes, definitely. And I think this year was a great example with all of the challenges around the epidemic. And we were able to, with the flexible funds that we have, the unrestricted funds that are provided to us by our donors, we are able to really move with what the need of the community is. Mm-hmm. And so there have been multiple things that we can talk about and can't talk about because of confidentiality reasons. But we were able to help so many organizations this year, some of them to stay afloat, to continue to be part of this community. And I think that is so critically important, and it's so heartwarming to be able to be here for all other nonprofit organizations in our community as well, and to be kind of a funnel for people to be able to provide funds that we can use in a flexible manner to really meet the needs as they change and as they arise, because it's a much quicker way to respond to those needs.
We have on the phone joining us Christopher Gesch, Board Chairman, and Dawn Newman, Chief Financial Officer. And Dawn, with what you do in the finance area of things, have you found that you've had a little more flexibility with this, or has it given you more, you know, even creative opportunities?
Thank you for that question, James. You know, over the years, we've always tried to be as creative and flexible as possible, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about working at Encourage. And examples over this past year, as Betsy was saying, we've been able to help a variety of organizations, and sometimes that's with funding, but sometimes it's also with connections. And I'm always amazed how just being a connector can make such a difference of trying to be able to know where resources are so that we're not duplicating things, but each taking our own niche part of it, so that the whole is stronger. And over this past year, there's been many times where people would call us to say, how do we do this, or how might I do this? And we may not be the solution, but we can help them find the solution. And I think that's a great thing about this community. There is a lot of working together. There's always been that over in the past, but I think the pandemic has even caused people to be more willing to work together, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's some really great things you bring up there, Dawn, about that, with the just the abilities, but also I think that it's something that we don't think about with this all the time, where the financial part of this, and where not only when you get it in donation or something, but where do you put those funds? How do you make them the most useful? And what, it's one thing to, hey, here's $5, but okay, well, how do I make that $5 the most out of that five? And certainly with what you do, that is not an easy task to be asked, but especially then with the pandemic. How has this year been different with that for you?
I would say this year, how it's been a bit different, like every other organization and business, people don't have as much free cash to work with. So there's really a need to think creatively to be as efficient as possible and as effective as possible. But I've been always so impressed with this community's generosity, and we see it every day in the projects that go forward. And I would say that the pandemic has made people want to do more, even if they're having a hard time doing more right now.
Another thing you brought up, I thought, that is one of the things that has always stood out to me about Encourage, is that connecting of people. Sometimes being a middleman almost, or just a referee, you know, just helping one this party reach this party and that thing. That's such an important key part of what you guys do as well, right, Kim? Yes. It's something that I don't know if it's in your message necessarily, but it's certainly something that one of the first things I think of when I think of Encourage.
Thank you. Yes, that is definitely something we're always looking for, and it's an important role to serve, to help be that connector. You know, we had mentioned we look for collaboration, but really helping to make those connections. So, you know, a great example, I had a resident call last week with an idea that may turn into a what-if grant application, and likely will. And we were on the phone for about 35 minutes, and a lot of it was connections and trying to help provide other resources. So, you know, I don't have the answers, but I have a suggestion on who may. And oftentimes it's several people, just like being able to have the flexible resources. We are able to oftentimes connect different resources, whether it be financial or people or information, whatever it is, to help move that idea forward, to help make that program happen. And as Betsy said, you know, to help organizations stay afloat. That was something that I have seen. I had started with Encourage back in 2004, and it has happened in the past, but not to the degree that it is currently with the pandemic. And just the creativity and helping those organizations is incredible, and having that flexibility.
Something that Dawn touched on, and you touched on it just there, too, that I think is so key to this is, you know, one of the things that I appreciate that you guys do that not many, but the few organizations that do, admitting that, you know, if you don't have the answers, you'll help find them. Mm-hmm. If we don't know the solution, we'll figure it out together.
Yes.
We need more of that in society. We need more people being able to own that. Anybody who listens to me 5 seconds on the air, you hear me make mistakes. You hear me own up the thing, like, I just don't know stuff. We need a little bit more of that. And yeah. And that's how not only do we find the right solution and the right answer for these things, but how we all grow as people and as a society, really, is, okay, well, this is a great problem, or this is a great idea you have here. I don't know how to make this happen. Let's talk to some people to figure this out. And you guys are very good at reaching out to the right people. You've got, especially with the relationships that have been built in the 20-some years that Encourage has been around, been able to really do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really powerful thing to be able to offer to a community. Not many people are able to do. It's a wonderful thing to have. We, again, appreciate our friends from Encourage joining us. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll catch up with Kim, Betsy, Christopher, and Dawn. Did I remember everybody?
Yeah.
I think I got everybody. Oh, wow. I suppose I'll be here, too. Yeah. But don't pay attention to me. We're going to talk to Encourage in just a few. We'll catch up with more with Encourage in just a few here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
My friend Carly, my friend Anu, the cab driver, the hostess, our waiter, the bouncer, the bartender, random guy, cute guy, and I don't know, maybe 30 strangers? That's a lot of people for a night out, so I'm staying home instead, just for now. I do it for future house parties and tailgating and a better 2021, but it helps everyone in Wisconsin. Find out how to protect what matters to you at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Lights, cameras, action! You can be WFHR's Star of the Day with Culver's. We'll play a line from a famous movie, be the first to call in with either the name of the actor or character who said the line or the name of the movie. And you win 2 value baskets from Culver's of Wisconsin Rapids. You can even act out the line live on the show. Join us Fridays for the chance to win free Culver's, being WFHR's Star of the Day.
Listen Fridays between 9 and 10 a.m. for Star of the Day right here on WFHR.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine in store for today. We'll have high temperatures into the mid-40s. And for tonight, mostly clear, some patchy fog possible late with calm winds, a low of 23. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sunshine developing with highs in the low to mid-40s. And looking ahead to your Friday, more in the way of cloud cover there. Cooler as well, we're back in the upper 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's 35 in Stevens Point, Marshfield, and Wausau, 37 here in Wisconsin Rapids, where we have our friends from Encourage joining us. We have Christopher Gesch and Dawn Newman on the phone here. Good morning, you two.
Morning. Good morning.
And thanks again for joining us. And we have Kim Shields and Betsy Wood with us in studio. And again, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
So I didn't want to peg us down here where we go next with the conversation. We've got about five minutes left. I know the time goes by so quickly. So who wants the time? Is there any of you that you wanted to kind of make sure was something we talked about that we haven't really touched on yet?
I just wanted to really relay the importance of, again, the community members and bring it back to them. And we so appreciate all of the contributions that have been provided to us. And we now have the Friends of Encourage Fund that we are letting people know that that's available to help us continue our work going forward. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that we're about past, present, and future. And so we honor the past. We have so many funds that people have donated and set up to honor a loved one or honor somebody that has been very special in their lives. And those are so incredibly important and continue on as a legacy for those people. We have funds that are for the present and for continuing to help other nonprofits in our area and to be flexible and to help the needs of our community. We also have funds for the future. And Kim is in neck deep in scholarship season starting up very shortly here.
Yes.
And we're looking at the impact that those scholarship funds have on the future of this community.
And I hadn't even thought of that.
To help with hopefully those students that go off to college and will hopefully come back and want this to be a community that they can bring up their children. Mm-hmm. And so when we at Encourage are looking at the work we do, I am so grateful for the work that we are doing and the community members and every single community member. If you have not had a voice before, you have a voice. And I want you to be able to speak up and to feel empowered to have a voice and give us a call. We're available at any time. If you have an idea, nothing is too small. So give us a call. Let's talk. Let's communicate. And I appreciate the opportunity to just really thank our board. They have been phenomenal, and we have such a good relationship with our staff and board. And I wanted to really thank them for all of the support that they have been through this year. And for all of the organizations that we've been able to highlight this year throughout all of the conversations with you, James. And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody is aware that we are still here. We are still doing good work. And we will continue to do the work to help this community to become a place that hopefully we will want our children and our children will want to come back and be part of.
It's all very well said. And I'm so glad you brought up the scholarship part of things, because I think all of us can agree the greatest investment we can make is in our future, is in our youth. And any chance to have an opportunity to do that is great. Very well said by you, Betsy. My only problem is, do not get the host choked up. I'm choking up over here. I'm supposed to be able to talk. I can't talk if I'm all choked up, Betsy. You really got me with that. You're so right on with it, though. It's so true, because it's overwhelming sometimes with what we're dealing with out there and what's going on in the world. And it is on us, the responsibility, not only us as adults, but people in our positions that we are in, all of us here, and in a lot of our listeners out there, to not pull the covers over our head and just say, oh, well, it was me, or, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. This is the time where we step up. This is the time where we respond. And you guys have done that so well. And so much of this community has done that so well. If not, every single member in this community have done something like that. And it's humbling, and it's wonderful, and it's also empowering. It's also like, okay, that makes me want to work even harder. It makes me want to even try more and do more. And what can I do? And we appreciate not only that you bring up some of those things there and the other things you guys have brought up, but all the many things that you do and encourage that we haven't even gotten a chance to talk about. There's plenty more on the plate there that go on. I also appreciate you bringing up the board. I don't know every board member that you guys have over there, but I'm very familiar with Chris, and Chris is one of the better people I've ever met in this area. So if they're anything like him, I second what you said there, Betsy. You guys have got a great board over there, and they're really smart people, too, because it's one thing to get the dollars and cents to donate. It's another thing to be smart about where you put those. And people like Dawn and Kim that are so smart about those things, it goes a lot farther than I think we could really word. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the work that you guys do, and thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to talk again real soon. I don't know if we'll talk between now and the end of the year, though. So to all of you guys, Christopher, Dawn, Kim, Betsy, wishing you and yours a very happy set of holidays.
Thank you so much.
Same to you.
Thank you, Christopher and Dawn. Thank you so much for joining us and everything. We appreciate it. And again, Kim, Betsy, thanks for being with us. And we appreciate our friends and Courage. I want to remind you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up on things. Your Facebook page is very well done.
Thanks.
And you're on Instagram too, aren't you, I think? Or did you just get on Instagram or something? I thought I saw something about that.
Yeah, so we are on Instagram, but to be honest, I'm kind of new to that part of the social media, and so I'm not as active as former employees were, but I am on Facebook.
Well, and that's great to hear. And don't feel bad about the Instagram thing. I've been doing it for like 5 years, and I still don't know what I'm doing, so I hear you. But we appreciate you guys joining us. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday.
Thank